This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sandy right here on the Journey to the Show. Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way you win, the only way you get informed. Head over to MyPillow.com. Speaking of winners, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, okay? And what you want to do is, Christmas is coming up, right? Christmas is coming up. You want to buy, you want to buy gifts? Stay away from the cheap Chinese gifts. They don't care for you. They don't like you. Matter of fact, you know, they'd love to do damage to you. And yet you still go shopping at those places that carry the cheap Chinese stuff. Buy American made. Let's keep people in this country that love you, that love this country, that pay taxes here. Let's keep those people working. And Mike Lindell's been nothing but a champion in the things that you and I stand for. He supports those same values and goals that we have. So why not support him? Go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow, or MyStore.com, and make sure that you use the promo code Joe on the way out. You will save anywhere from 30 to 70%. All right? 30 to 70%. That's big bucks for Christmas, don't you think? And when you do that, you have some extra money to donate. You know what I'm saying? I mean, no, everybody wins, though, seriously. Everybody wins. His warehouse wins. Mike wins. You win because you save money. I get a few bucks on it. Everything ends up being good. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, they're at it again. Feminist journalist Jessica Valenti, she went on a tirade Tuesday against the drugstore Rite Aid. Yep. She was asking the company why they didn't let people steal diapers if they needed them. This is that mentality that says everything you've got's mine. I don't have to work for it. I can steal it. Valenti tweeted out a picture she took at her local New York City Rite Aid. That figures. Showing packages of Pampers and Huggy diapers locked behind a glass case. The pro-choice writer blamed the Supreme Court Dobbs decision to overturn Roe v. Wade for the increasingly common anti-theft measure. Now think about this. She's mad that they won't allow you to kill babies anymore, and even madder that they won't allow you to steal stuff that isn't yours. Come on, let that sink in for a second. She said, "This is a baby aisle in the picture at my local Rite Aid. We're a country that wants to force women into childbirth and then lock up diapers." Yeah, that's us. No, we want you to be responsible for what you're doing. That's what we want. Okay? We want you to take the proper precautions. And if you end up with a slug of a guy that really doesn't care about you, yeah, then you need to nail him for help. But it's just amazing to me. I love how it's become the point now where all of society's woes, all of the mistakes you make, all the things you do wrong, is everybody else's issue and problem. You run up your college bills, you go into debt for all this stuff, and you know you can't. Look, can you honestly think that you can go into debt for $100,000, $150,000 in college, and you're going to be able to pay it off? How are you going to do that? I mean, in all sincerity, how are you going to do that? Especially if you're, for Latin, you get a degree in, Latin gender female conversations. I don't know. I mean, it's got some crazy stuff, right? Anyway. I mean, really, seriously. No, we don't want to force you to have the baby. We want to force you not to kill a human being. That's what we want to do. And if you can't afford to have that baby, if that baby's too much on you, why kill it? Why not give it to a loving family that, frankly, will take care of it, probably does have the money to buy diapers, which means they have the money to buy proper medical care, which means they have the money to buy proper food. What do you think? Because they made right decisions. I am sympathetic to people. When there's an issue or problem outside of their control, I always bring up the Enron thing. Thousands of people lost their jobs there because the people at the top were criminals. But then you get to Twitter. Well, Joe, how do you feel about the 3,500 lost their jobs? I have no sympathy for them at all. None. Some of them decided to lose their job. Others, when they were there, are you serious? You're upset about having to work more? Having to work, period? You're eating better meals at lunch and breakfast and dinner than I do at home who works hard? Twitter was losing money hand over fist. But see, those socialists don't care about that. Because they deserve to live like that. They deserve to have those lunches. These are the ones that can't spell it. And I thought I was bad. I was terrible. I still am pretty terrible at spelling and grammar and what have you. So when I see it and it's wrong, it's bad. If I see something spelled wrong, if I see the grammar's incorrect, it is bad. Not almost bad, it's bad. She went on to say, on a more practical level, how about you just let people steal the diapers if they need them? I would hope that you don't want babies sitting in their own filth. I got so much to say about this. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Becca Keene joins me after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. You got a question for me, you want to send me whatever, you can send it to joe@therealside.com. But what I always say is, look, if you're going to be nasty in the email, I may read it and your name. But if you want to be an honest conversation, you got an honest question, I'm good with that. I don't care. Nothing really shakes me or phases me in that world. You know, I'm always talking about people, you know, what have we done today to our kids? What have we done in raising our children? They don't seem to be able to deal with almost anything anymore. And, you know, you've turned around and you've taught these kids for almost a generation now that, you know, any thought that comes between their ears, anything they think is wonderful and great. And if they feel bad about something, the other people have to stop it. You have raised a whole generation of kids or people, humans, adults, that can't cope. And, you know, you just have to, what you have to start doing, and I've been saying this to you guys for years now, you've got to stop fixing everything for your kids. You have to make a difference. You have to teach them, and you have to make a difference. All right, I've known this lady for a long time. She's got a great series of books out there, and she's been through some stuff herself and was able to push through. Becca Keating's the powerful contemporary voice on the frontier of politics, media, and religion. She's got a great series of books out there called Impact Your World. And Becca, always loved the time I spent with you.
Oh, great. It's nice to be with you today, tonight.
Today, tonight. That's all right. It'll probably play somewhere in the morning and you go, what are they talking about?
Oh, that's true, yeah.
No, you know, Becca, seriously, you and I have been on the same page of this for a long time. And, you know, you impact your world. The biggest part of that is training up your kids properly, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, I know that you have been impactful on the board there, the education board, the school board.
Yep.
But I have to tell you that it really goes back to the parent. I mean, who first teaches the kid how to sit up, how to hold a cup, how to walk, how to say their ABCs or 1, 2, 3s or colors? It's the parent. And frankly, you know, my first chapter is, you know, reflecting back on education and who in the world taught the Egyptians how to build the pyramids? You know, who taught the Romans how to build the roads? They didn't go to Rhodes College, right? And so, yeah, so, you know, when you think about it, it was generational, you know, the father teaching the child, the parent, I mean, the son, like Jesus. I mean, who taught Jesus how to be a carpenter? But it was Joseph that taught him. And so then he could build furniture or anything he wanted, really. So my book entitled Empowering Parents to Educate is just that. I mean, it exposes all of which is going on in the public system, but so much more. It exposes even way back, you know, how Common Core came to be, which is almost hilarious. You'll have to read the book to find out. And then, you know, our sex ed stuff it's like so pornographic, I couldn't even put half of it in the book. And then, of course, the CRT, or critical race theory, you know, we're supposed to apologize for trying, for being the best we can be. Because, you know, we're privileged and we're white and if you're a white guy with blonde hair, blue eyes, you're in trouble, I think.
Okay. I wouldn't go that far with you. You just have to be a blonde, a white guy with gray hair and brown eyes. And you're a supremacist of some kind, you know?
That would fit you, even though you're Italian, you know.
I always joke with these people when they call to the show or they send me an email. I go, look, you understand, my family didn't get here until, like, early 50s, okay?
Right.
Slavery was over for 100 years.
Right.
How you can blame me for enslaving your people, it just shows how actually ignorant or how small your IQ level is.
Right. But yet, that's what has permeated the government. I'm going to call it the government school, the public school, some people call it. But, you know, even within my book, I go back to where did this government school start? And it actually came back, modeled after Prussia, or better known as Russia. And one of the goals, of course, is conformity and that whole indoctrination of behavior. And I think we did really well the first, you know, in the 1800s and then the early 1900s. But by the time we got to the 1950s, we were losing it. I mean, that thing, we gave up prayer in the public school. Do you remember that? Do you remember when you used to pray before you went to lunch?
I do. And again, it was, you know, what was it, Warren Supreme Court that came down? I don't remember which one, but came down with the rule that you couldn't do it, which was really funny because, you know as well as I do, it's not what our founding fathers wanted.
Right, exactly. So that's another thing. our founding fathers were so awesome, and they had this constitution to not give us rights, but hold our God-given rights to live our lives, you know, to protect the way in which we should live. So, hey, so let's go back to parents. Parents, I want to go back to way, 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 way back in the book of Deuteronomy of the Bible, where, you know, it says, this is Deuteronomy 6, it says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God." This is like the Ten Commandments, like, or the, what is it, the golden rule thing. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall," guess what, "teach them diligently to your sons and daughters, and shall talk of them when you sit in the house, when you walk by the way, when you lay down and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on the hand, and they shall be in the frontal of your forehead, your brain. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and your gates." I mean, here is the call to parents to be the primary educator of their children. And I just have to take it from there. I mean, I don't know if you know this, Joe, but I homeschool my children back in the early 80s when we lived in the Middle East.
Oh, we have to talk a little bit about like that, but we got to go for commercial break. Be back in a few minutes because I believe in capitalism. You know what I'm saying? Joe Basile, your host, Stucco. A lot more coming up with Becca Keating right after the break.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's a nationwide medicine shortage thanks to RSV, COVID, and the flu. However, doctors say you don't need anything fancy to recover. Dr. Jessica Solis McCarthy with the University of Texas Health System says a hot shower and a humidifier can help clear up those stuffy noses, and a cool towel is good for fevers. The White House is explaining why Brittany Griner was released over ex-Marine Paul Whelan.
The choice became to either bring Brittany home or no one.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre saying Whelan is being treated differently due to totally illegitimate charges leveled against him by the Russians. McDonald's is selling double cheeseburgers Thursday and Friday for just 50 cents. The one catch is you have to order the burger on the company's app. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. This just in, the Wall Street Journal says that Shark Week should be canceled. Why? Because it lacks diversity. I would love to know how you find out if a shark is transgender or gay or lesbian for that matter, or maybe even bisexual. I don't know. This word diversity and equity and inclusion, again, has been used so much it actually means nothing. It's now ludicrous and ridiculed when you hear, if you're going to go down that road of saying Shark Week lacks diversity, are we for real? Is that what we've come to? I want out. I don't know what Jesus is waiting for. I think we've hit that wall. Anyway, look. I wouldn't bother me at all if you showed up tomorrow, okay? I wouldn't lose any sleep or feel bad for it. Before you start talking, let me give you at least somewhat of an introduction. Becca Keating is a powerful contemporary voice on the front line of politics, media, and religion. She's got a series of books called, you know, Impact Your World. It's a great series. You know, it's not a bad idea. Grab a few of them off of Amazon, or if she has, if you prefer, they get it a different way. Just let me know.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, so, now, you know, that thing about all those terms, diversity and inclusion, it is pretty deceptive.
Don't forget equity.
that too. And in my book, I actually have these different pages of definitions, you know, and what they are saying and what it used to mean and what it now means. And even, you know, this thing, like, I didn't know all the different names of, you know, the cisgender and the intersex and the non-binary and the transgender and the agender. It's like, what are those? So I have a whole page that helps people, you know, find out what they supposedly mean. But, you know, you were talking about the animals, the sharks. I mean, is there a male shark and a female shark, right? There's a male lion and a female lion.
Yes.
You know, and a male donkey and a female donkey, you know. So you just learn from nature, even, you know, even with flowers, there's, you know, the male and the female flower. So how in the world, I don't even want to have to go there.
You know,
then we get all mixed.
I'm not laughing at you, but I'm having a conversation with a young gay man here in the area that I live in, and he says, they've observed over 400 species of animals that display homosexual tendencies or you could tell by their actions that they're actually gay. And I said, really? So let me see if I got this right. There are over 3 billion species on the planet. Uh-huh. You guys have identified 400. Therefore, now you're going to tell me that the gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual is a normal way based on what you saw in 400 out of a gabillion. You know what your science teacher would tell you? He'd tell you to go back and do the test over again. You fail.
Yay. Oh, goodness. Hey, so back to schooling our children, right? Empowering parents. So when I was a young parent, we were living in the Middle East, and that was the point in time I chose to homeschool my kids. This is back in the 80s, early 80s, 81, 82. And this is when Reagan was president. And there were three curriculum. Now there are 3,000 curriculum to choose from, or more maybe. But so, you know, like, how do you teach your children in the Middle East? You know, I lived in Saudi Arabia, and I have to say, it's just a natural thing. You teach them, you read to them, and you teach them how to read. You talk to them, and you speak a language that is, you know, fairly accurate English. You know, actually, my husband was the English teacher at King Abdullah Aziz University. So we, and like what you were saying earlier, you know, the reading, writing, and arithmetic. And what I love is the broad ability to teach life in homeschooling. It's not schooling at home. It's not public school at home. It is, so in the kitchen, let's say, we learned about a half a pie and a quarter of a cup. In other words, we learned our fractions even in cooking, and then we got to eat what we cooked. So that was the fun part. And chemistry. That's chemistry. You have some wet stuff and you put some heat to it and it makes a cake or it makes cookies and yummy, then you get to eat it. But, when homeschooling, everything is a teachable moment. And that's what I want parents to grab hold of, that they are the primary educators from day one, and God is calling them to continue to impress upon them those things that are godly and biblical. The subtitle to the book, Empowering Parents to Educate, is Ride the Wave of Common Sense and Biblical Values. So I think you mentioned about our founding fathers established our nation with biblical values, that we are guaranteed our God-given rights in the Constitution. And so it's just an extension of that. Within the book, though, I have to say also there is a chapter on learning styles because every kid is different. So what's better? My husband was a professor at the University of Arizona and then University of King Abdullah Aziz. And so they would say to me, you know, when are you going to put them in school? When are you put And I would say, well, what's better? You know, 1-to-35 teaching ratio or one-on-one? They knew that one-on-one tutoring was far superior. So the chapter on learning styles is helpful for the parent to know, how does my child learn? In what way can I best teach them that they can grab hold of what I'm trying to communicate? It's a wonderful thing. Were you ever exposed? I know you're exposed to the public school, Joe.
Yeah.
But, and you know, really trying to keep things.
Are you talking about when I was a kid growing up? Because when I was a kid growing up, I went to public school, then I went to parochial school. For years.
How was that?
Yeah, well, the nuns were a lot of fun to deal with, but that's beside the point. Let's just put it this way. I deserved everything I got. How do you like that, okay?
And did they take the ruler to your hand?
Oh, I got the ruler and I got the pointer. You know, the blackbird pointer? Apparently the ruler wasn't making a big difference. The pointer helped a little bit more.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I was never, you know, I always joke, I'm a product of public schools, which is why I had a hard time reading, understanding, writing, didn't have proper grammar, or I know how to spell. So it was great. No, I mean, you're exactly right. I got involved in public school. I got involved and ran for office for many reasons. One of them was, you know, I saw the failure that was happening with my kids, and there was nobody up there admitting to the failure. Nobody up there truly trying to make a difference, because, you know, if you ask them, everything was perfect and hunky-dory and nothing was wrong. Right? Uh-huh. I mean, that's how they see it. So,
yeah. Hey, so on that note, a lot of times a parent would ask, you know, are you teaching this in the classroom? And the teachers would deny it. And so we have documentation of basically lying going on, where they would deceive the parent and thinking, oh, no, we're not doing that. No, it's not in the curriculum. What are you talking about? So during COVID, it was a godsend in a lot of ways.
I agree with
that
you.
That kids were had to bring their studies home and do it on a computer, because then the parents could see, hey, wait a minute. What are they teaching my child? What is this, you know? And,
Becca, I had parents calling me and saying, did you know about this? And I said, have you been in a coma? I have been screaming about this for a decade.
Good for you.
And you guys never stepped up. And then what happened was, and sorry to interrupt you, but what happened was these parents started to show up. And I told one of the leaders of the movement, if you would, I said, don't be discouraged if this thins out, because after three or four meetings, they're going to feel like they're not getting anywhere, and they're going to book out. And I kept telling them, this has happened over decades. You can't fix this in three or four meetings. Anyway, gotta go for a break. Be back.
Hey, that's a good point.
Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up right after this.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Talking about being patriotic and all over it. Look at head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, or my store, whichever one you prefer. And if you use promo code Joe on the way out, you get anywhere from 30 to 70% off your purchase. Christmas time is coming, people. And the other thing behind this is, look, you always complain, you know, about what's going on around you. Mike Lindell supports the same causes, the same issues that we support. His money goes to people who live here in this country. The product is made here in this country. As I said earlier, stop buying product from people who hate you. Stop buying product that's made in China. I mean, it's beyond me how you allow that to happen, and then you want to complain about the Chinese. You're almost as bad as they are, if you know what I mean. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring it back on. Becca Keating joins me, and Becca is a powerful contemporary voice on the front line of politics, media, and religion. She has her Impact Your World series. It's a great series for you to read and learn from. And before you get in your story, Becca, tell people where they can get your books.
You can get it at BeccaKeating.net. So BeccaKeating.net. It's so easy. And, you know, all the books are there. My first book was on communication. And then the next one was on education. The next one was on the value of the Constitution. And then the next one was on the value of free speech. And then the next one was on living under Sharia law, which people kept asking me, when are you going to write a book about that? Because I would talk about it. And anyway, so now it's out. It's View Through the Veil of an Infidel. And then the next one is really very unique in, it's called my went blank. It's
listen,
so good.
I do that all the time with my book. I can never remember the name.
Help me here.
Your last one? Empowering Parents to Educate?
No, it's the one before that. It's called Life
After Loss.
Yes. And, you know, the Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel Chino Hills did the contributed to the foreword of that book. And he was the one who helped me with the subtitle, Bringing Hope to the Soul. The thing that's unique about this particular book, which if you know anybody that's lost anything, even their car keys, this book is so encouraging. One of the interviews was with Johnny Erickson Tada, who lost her mobility. Another was with Rob McCoy, who lost an election after running as a pastor. Another one had to do with losing a house. They got a house in lovely Oregon, and it caught fire, burned to the ground. I mean, every chapter is some type of loss. Mine was the loss of freedom when I lived in Saudi Arabia. So if you have anyone, lost their husband, lost their business, lost their faith in the American way. I have a journal at the end of the book talking about his struggle with losing his faith in our country and loss of community. So anyway, that's a good book to have and give as a gift at Christmas time. Anytime. Buy bunches of them because, you know, there's people dying left and right, at least in our county, that it seems like I'm giving out that book all the time. But the thing about empowering parents, back to the subject matter, okay. We were talking about how once COVID happened, you know, that's the thing about loss. So that's really why that book came together, because we had so much loss during COVID. So what the parents were exposed to is what was going on in the public system. Well, in one of these articles written by Cal Thomas, this is back in August of 2022, it reads that New York Times recently chronicled that the trend in the New York City, the nation's largest school district, has lost 50,000 students over the past 2 years. And in Michigan, the enrollment remains more than 50,000 below the pre-pandemic levels in a big city. It also says in the suburb of Orange County, California, which is where I live, where families have moved for generations to be part of the public school system, you know, because our schools down here were supposed to be so great, the enrollment slid for the second consecutive year. Statewide, more than 250,000 public school students have dropped from California's roll since 2019. And so, Joe, you know the reasons why. You know, you've been being a stronghold in trying to write this, as I was saying, like the Titanic. How do you turn the Titanic around when there's so many things going on for years, and then in the last 5 years or less, it's just gotten indoctrinating. That's the only thing I can think of. So I'd like to read, though, if I may, what a psychiatrist from Los Angeles, Dr. Mark McDonald, said, that the government school system is not only a failure, but is irredeemable. We would be better off if all Americans pulled their kids out of the government schools and either did homeschooling or built their own schools in their local communities. You're going to have to put your children first. You're going to have to give up something in order to protect your child's growth and future. The real question is, what are you willing as a parent to invest and to sacrifice to make sure that your child has every opportunity to succeed? Do you want to be a real parent or not? That is the question you have to ask yourself.
Huh.
That was Dr. Mark McDonald.
Well, you and I know, talked about this during the break, and I was joking with you before, but the reality is, I'm being in the school board, I'm telling you, parents don't even want to be parents anymore. They want you to be the parents while they enjoy whatever, ice cream with the kids.
Right. So this is my call to say you are the primary. You need to step up. You need to be what God has called you to be. Hello, the parents and the major teacher. And so some have said, oh, I could never do that. I have a full-time job. My husband has a full-time job. We could never do that. And so if you have these full-time jobs, maybe you can afford a private tutor or a private school or a alternative. But here's the other thing, Joe. The creativity that homeschooling affords in that, let's say you can do one day of teaching, and then another parent can do a day of teaching, and another parent can do a day of teaching. So every day you have a group of, five students, let's say, or maybe six or seven, and you teach them. And here, like the original, what is it, the school, what do they call it? It's like what my dad went to when he was in Nebraska. The one-room schoolhouse where the older children taught the younger children. It's a wonderful thing. And that teaches them, of course, responsibility, but also it gives them a sense of value that I can teach someone that needs to know their ABCs or how to read or how to count or do their math. And so there's these creative alternatives. The other thing that this is way back again in the 80s, where I developed a small group homeschooling support groups in Tucson, Arizona. This is in Tucson. And we actually had three in the whole city. One was in the northern, one was in the middle, and one was on the east side. But we found out that the dads and the moms had expertise. So, like, one of the dads built a telescope. So we would learn all the things about the stars and the moon, and we'd go over once a month and look in the telescope, and he'd talk about the things. And that's an invaluable aspect of homeschooling. It's so broad in things that you can learn and that you can learn from. You know, we went to museums. We went to a real-life adventure, out in the woods, out of doors, and got into the streams. And I got to tell you, this one,
you've got about 40 seconds, so you better talk fast.
I don't know if I can talk that fast, but we were out at this one lake, and we saw some fishermen that were catching some fish, and I saw in the bucket there was these crawdaddies, and I thought, wow, how cool. They got crawdaddies that they're using as a bait. And the fisherman said, that ain't no bait. That's our dinner. Okay. Well, there you go. That's a lesson. You can eat those things.
All right, so they can find you at BeccaKeating.net. That's Becca.
Net.
.net. BeccaKeating.net. Mm-hmm. I'll put that up on the website as well. The whole series is up there, guys. You know what? I mean, stop buying the smut. Start reading some stuff that'll actually help you produce or help produce better children. I mean, that's not too bad then. All right, people, you got me for the next hour all by myself. Good luck to you. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.